Lovely cushion header. But Gerrard! Yes, Lucy! What a head shot! What a head! Well, you take a second in these circumstances. What you have seen.
Welcome to episode 213. We are outside Cheers Bar. We've just beaten West Ham 4-0 with goals to...
There was Salah got the first, and then Mane got the next two.
Oh, Mane.
Oh, don't sing that song.
And no, then Sturridge was the last one.
30 seconds.
you say Salah, then Mane, because he scored twice. Oh,
that's actually very clever. Well done, Nick.
But that song's a piece of shit. So
yeah.
Okay, we're outside. We found a Scouser by the name of Stacey. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm good.
Good. How long have you been in Australia for?
8 weeks.
8 weeks? What are you doing here?
Travelling the East Coast, working, watching Liverpool play.
Genius.
Win, hopefully to continue.
Do you go to Anfield very often?
All the time. I go to every home game. Oh, every home game. I actually had to move my flight to Australia when we got to the Champions League final, yeah. So I was at home, but obviously it didn't go the way I wanted it.
Awesome. Yeah. What do you think of the game so far?
Awesome. Great game. Good start. Everyone's looking bright. Everyone's looking fresh. Fast pace, pressure. I'm excited.
Nice. We've got a big season ahead. What are your goals for the season, just by seeing that?
My goals for the season? Fucking hell. To win the league. It's always the goal. Come on.
You're up there.
Come on. Bit early to say, but it's probably going to happen while I'm in Australia.
Yeah.
If it's going to happen, I'll be here.
That's amazing.
I'll fly home.
Absolutely love it. Any thoughts or any shout-outs to people back home?
My dad, Alan. He'll be made up. I sent him videos at the start of the game, so I was like, I didn't know where to watch it. Googled where's the best place to watch Liverpool play. Found it. My dad messaged me if he managed to find the game. Sent him some videos. I was like, I feel like I'm at home.
Oh, that's awesome.
Literally
that's
felt like really I was at home.
Oh,
and
that's exactly what we're trying to do.
I could have been in a pub in Anfield there. Yeah. Pre-game.
This is just as good, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Do you know what? It's actually the first time I felt homesick, though, since being away.
Really?
I was like watching the game, seeing Liverpool, seeing Anfield. And I know all my lab mates will all be there, and I was like, oh, I'm not there with them.
But you do know it's the best supporters club on the planet. That's the...
Why did you steal my thunder?
Just about to get in there. That's awesome. Do you want to shout out some of your mates back home who are probably at the game?
Teddy Dobbins, Adam Pete, Hugh. Oh, in fact, Hugh just got married in the last, like, 2 days.
Congratulations, Hugh.
He lives in Ireland, so I don't know whether he made it back for this. I don't know where, actually, they probably were all at the wedding, so congrats, Hugh, if you're there and listening.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
see you later.
And man the match.
Ooh, man of the match.
Well, favourite goal in a match then, because there was quite a few good goals. There was the Salah goal at the start. There were two Mane goals. One which was slightly dodgy.
Yeah, not that one.
not that one.
No.
Not the offside one.
Come on, Salah.
Salah.
It's always good to see a Salah back in action.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Stacey. You're amazing.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Enjoy Australia. We'll get on with the rest of the
pod. I'm sure I'll see you again next week, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, come back as often as you can.
Do they actually shove all the games in here?
Yeah.
Like, regardless what time?
Every single one.
20, like, so 2 a.m. one, 6 a.m. one.
4 a.m., 4:45. It turns into a sporting venue, so they get around the lockout laws.
Shit, okay. I thought I would have to stream it, but yeah.
Thanks a lot, Stacey. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, first off, we have Peter Kafinas.
Yes.
Thoughts on the game, fire away.
That was easy, wasn't it? That was. I think we didn't get our second gear at one stage. I think it was just easy. Easier than I thought it would be anyway, because I was expecting tougher than I was expecting, a bit more discipline. I was expecting a bit more from West Ham, make it a little bit harder for us, maybe for the first 10 minutes or so. But then there was that point I looked at George in the match, I just said, it's coming. It's coming. And then next thing you know, it was just a flurry, attack after attack after attack, and then Salah. Thank you.
Amazing.
There's one thing that's interesting. We actually talked about it on the pod a little bit, just seeing what Keita has done for Leipzig and also what he sort of started to do in pre-season. It's that grey area. You've got midfield, you've got attack, and he's just carrying the ball between midfield and attack. And what happens is West Ham, we saw, actually Pete was saying the exact same thing, you know, they were very well organised. There was the two banks of four, that's eight in defence. But what happens when Keita carries the ball like he does, and he's got such power in his legs and such quick feet, he can change direction at any moment. And a lot of us were saying, play Robertson, and he didn't. And he actually drew three players. And what happens when you draw three players, the shape goes to shit. And then he played Robertson. He's in acres of space. He can pick out Salah, and Salah's always going to be there. I think Keita was instrumental in that first goal. Obviously, he was instrumental. It was incredible. And that's a player. I mean, it's great to see a transfer come into the club and then just show us what we were lacking last season. And literally, it results in a goal.
So just to shut up the people online, is he your Coutinho replacement?
It's really interesting because, you know, for Klopp, yeah, he might be. He might be a Coutinho replacement because Klopp always wanted an LCM-style player there, and Coutinho was sort of interchanging between the left wing and the and left centre mid. However, people used to say, do you need to replace Coutinho with one or two? Sadio Mane and Naby Keita on that side are basically performing, and Naby Keita actually went left wing in the second half. So arguably both of them have replaced Coutinho, and you know what, if both of them can do that, then he's forgotten memory.
Is he your man of the match?
My man of the match, actually, it was James Milner. It was quite strange because I thought Keita was incredible in terms of skill and in terms of what he did for that first goal, but we saw Milner do something similar on the right wing, albeit it was just a grafter sort of, you know, alehouse type of keeping in the ball in. Everyone had stopped. Mane was the quickest to react, and it was, yeah, I thought he played great. We were also saying Milner was absolutely fucking everywhere, which is great.
He is absolutely a cybernetic organism.
Cybernetic organism.
Covered in... organatic or whatever. And Nikoloski, tell us about the match. What do you think?
I don't know. Pete says it was a little bit too easy. It sort of panned out that way, but before the game I thought, here we go, new players for West Ham, new players for us. I thought it might be a little bit tricky because West Ham did us a couple of years ago, which sort of led to Brendan Rodgers' exit from the club, if we remember that. But the players that came in and stepped up, and without Fabinho, who was on the bench, we started with our normal front three. The midfield was a little bit suspect for me. I think I turned to Peter as well and George. I thought, oh, I don't know about Milner and Wijnaldum in there, but those two guys bossed it. Keita was absolutely running everywhere. Intricate passing. Keita's first touch and his just 1-2 close game is just next level. I thought that was great. But for me, Wijnaldum has to be it. I think Gini was playing, it was a sort of switch between Wijnaldum and Milner, but Gini sort of held that DM mantle, that sort of position, and when he had to go forward, when he could, he went forward, and it sort of changed from like a three to maybe like a two and a one playing in the middle with like Keita, for example, or Gini going up there. And to be fair, Keita did his fair share of defensive work as well, coming back a fair few times.
It's also good just to see that sixth sense of Keita. The minute someone bombs on, he's like, oh, I gotta come in here and cover. It's great. It's great to see that.
And finally, speaking about the substitutions, just speaking again, just in the corner here, it's amazing to see such a strong bench that we can bring on the likes of Henderson, Sturridge, who's Sturridge, a good Sturridge, not Sturridge as in broken Sturridge.
Sorry, what did you say literally before the corner was taken?
I actually said Sturridge goal. As soon
Sturridge scored.
While he was lining up to take the corner. Thank you, I am the Oracle. And then,
so, are we going to win the league?
Yeah, of course we are. Fuck it. Let's get into it. And then Shaqiri coming on. How good was Shaqiri? Amazingly, straight off the bench, just straight into it. Sorry if there's a bit of wind on the microphone, but I've got a protector. Hopefully it covers it. But Shaqiri just showing how quality is. £30 million. Pete, do you think we're going to...
£13 million,
yeah.
Coming on as well. He was like, he was ready for it. He was ready.
A smile with Klopp, just a bit of a laugh, a bit of a giggle before he gave me his final instruction. He's like, mate, you got a football game to play. I know it's a piss out there. We were controlling the game for about 10 minutes. It was just passing around us, and West Ham could not touch the ball.
It actually looked like a dad dropping off his kid first day at school. He was just like, he's like, go on, son, go get him. Like, yeah, daddy, I'm gonna get him.
I also love the piss that Klopp took when Sturridge scored on his first first. Yeah. It's like the time he laughed when Lucas had a shot and it went wide. It was like, ha 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 ha.
You mentioned the word Oracle before, and I have to bring this up because if you listen to our pods last year, we would have said that the over the top ball to the cutback that moves the defence, the jack in the box move where Salah scored his first goal was similar to where they were dragged
the
defence one
Palace
side.
Game we were talking about.
Yes. A little dink over the top, but then it's a quick ball back across goal where the defence is going, where's the ball going? Yeah. Salah goal, and that's the pod for you, that's LFC couch.
It's a way to get behind a packed defence. It's a way to get behind a packed defence. And there's actually something else we did sort of mention a little bit in passing in that pod. It's to have a player who can draw three or four players, and Keita did the same thing. Yeah. Ways to get across, get through a packed defence, draw players, or go over the top, do something different. And that's, you know, it's great. We did both types in this game.
Not just that though, when the ball did go over the top, when the players were waiting for a cutback, it wasn't just one or two, there was three or four players in the box looking to receive the ball. You'd see Salah in the middle, Firmino maybe just a little bit behind him, Keita just on the edge of the box, just looking for any scraps just to have a free hit. So it's good to see that we've got players who are looking to feed off something. And then we still got players in midfield and defence. We were so high pressed, we were playing the game pretty much in our half, both first and second halves. Yeah.
And the final analysis for the game, I saw you and, you know, George having a bit of eye contact throughout the game. You had your boy Gomez starting alongside Virgil.
Yes.
Give us your thoughts, my friend.
he looks at home. It's as simple as that. That's his position. And Lovren has to now try and take it back. It's as simple as that. Joe Gomez is at home.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the news is that Lovren's got to go to, what, Netherlands to see a doctor?
He can go wherever he wants. We've got Joe Gomez now.
Ouch. He was our hero like 5 days ago.
The most important thing is that Gomez is next to Van Dijk. And look, in this game, you would look at it and you'd go, oh, maybe something is blossoming. But the most important thing is in preseason, Joe Gomez said, Van Dijk is like my big brother. That interview was so important because now we know. It's not speculation anymore. This is a big brother and little brother. These guys, they're now genetically connected. I'm telling you.
There was the moment in the match where he made one mistake in the first half where he didn't read the ball going over the top. But then what happened was, because he's so quick and athletic, recovered in time. But the thing is, we mentioned that's his only error. Like, it's his only mistake where he needs improvement was just a bit of technical positioning. But then you've got Alisson and Van Dijk on the side. Then throughout the rest of the match, he just intercept, dribble forward, pass, whatever it was. It's just too comfortable. It's as simple as that.
Not just that, not too comfortable. You mentioned in one of the pods previously, I think it was the lead-off to this game, you said that, you know, Van Dijk probably gives Gomez that positioning so you can go a little bit more forward because you have that recovery speed, and we saw it today. We always said his positioning was suspect at right-back. Centre-back is a whole different game altogether, but like you said, because he's got the pace and the speed and Van Dijk is there directing him, can I just say, Van Dijk, what that moment in the game where he tackled forward and he just put his both arms out, just like, stop, just like, just stop, just calm down. And then we recovered the ball and we went on. Oh, he was losing it at Mane in the first half.
In the second half,
and he says, Mane, stop the fucking cross! Or something like that. You could see his mouthing everything.
Oh, it's brilliant.
That's what you want to see, though.
He's the captain on the field.
100%.
All right, final word as well. Just back to you. Your thoughts on Liverpool, New South Wales, the club, the group that we put together, well, not we, but, you know, they put together to help people from all around the world feel like Anfield at home. What are your final thoughts on the club?
It's amazing. Like, I walked in, it was just a sea of red. I felt like I was literally in Anfield before the game. Yeah, it was sick. Good atmosphere, good drinks, good vibes.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. And thanks... Stacey. All right, thanks everyone out there for listening. This is Post-Match Pod. We've probably got another one coming out as well from Rich and Maddie, who are actually at Anfield, so listen out for that. I'm so jealous. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this. My voice is gone because I've been singing all game long, and have a very good day and night, and goodbye.
Lovely cushion header. Pacheco!